Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 17, letter number 6361. This is Baruch Hashem, dated the 4th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. This is Mr. Binyamin Servio in Brooklyn. He's writing to him, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter in which you give the good news that they are suggesting him to organize the youth in the shul in which he serves in the holy work as a principal, and that he should be talking with them in matters of Torah and Yiddishkeit, and also that he should visit occasionally on frequently in the shul. So I guess he worked mainly in the school, but they're inviting him to go ahead and sort of attract the youth or get them involved and by discussions with them, etc. So Rebbe says for sure, it's extra to get into great length, that if this was always necessary, for sure, when we are talking about the heels of Mashiach, especially when we're talking about youth, any change to the good in them, that is something which touches, it's important to the way they will build a Jewish home when the time comes for them to get married. And that means that this is important for generations and generations. So from all this, you can understand that every effort, every hard work, it's worth it. The Rebbe is very much encouraging him that in nowadays in which there's a lot more need for this, especially with youth, the impact you have at youth will make a difference for generations in their marriage, and then they have families and the families. So the Rebbe says all efforts, all hard work to work with these youth and give them Yiddishkeit is worth it. And the Rebbe says, I've already spoken about this, that when we talk about the youth of the United States, in all ages and in all classes, you need to teach them the laws that are necessary for day-to-day life. Not just that, it's not only about youth, the Rebbe says. Halavai, the Rebbe says, I wish that the adults, the older ones, would also set a time, because the ignorance in our generation is in the young generation, as far as blessings that you make for the different foods, prayer, keeping Shabbos, etc. And the lack of knowledge is shocking. The Rebbe says there's just a total ignorance and lack of knowledge in all of these essential, basic matters of Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe says, set up a shir, a time, teach them the blessings, teach them about Shabbos. And the Rebbe says, you see, in practically speaking, that this lack of knowledge brings people to undesirable matters totally. You know, people don't even realize, you know, that they're not keeping Shabbos, they're not making the right blessings. And the Rebbe says, it's also obvious that there's not the same amount of time that you set up in all the classrooms. You need to, however, make sure that this should be studied. So when the Rebbe said before, adults, and he's not talking about he's talking within the classrooms, apparently, that in the classrooms itself, the older grades also, but you don't need the same amount of time. but you need to, it's a must at least to study, and you must encourage and to have the children spend time in these halachas, even in their own times, that they should review these halachas and to continue learning them. And the Rebbe references the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's the abridged Shulchan Aruch that has been also translated into English. So the Rebbe says they can review it. Actually, you can learn it, and then they can review it and to go over the necessary practical halachas which are necessary for day to day. And the Rebbe says, although you don't mention about it, that as we had discussed before, you set up a time of learning Chassidus, and you not only set up a time, but you add to it, because a person should always do more. As our sages tell us, Ma'ilin Bakoidesh. The Rebbe blessed them for good news and all the above. This is in the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary. He wrote to the Rebbe, the Rebbe is responding. He asked the Rebbe for an interview. So the Rebbe says you should talk with the secretary for a fitting time. So the Rebbe says that the Rebbe apparently will grant him that interview that he's looking for, but the Rebbe says work it out with the secretary for the proper time. So while they offered him, this person, to become more involved with the youth in the shul, and the Rebbe is very strongly encouraging him, but the Rebbe specially specifies that learning the practical halachas in all grades, in the younger grades, in the older grades, and they can even review it because it's in the English language. So therefore, the Rebbe encourages him to do that. The Rebbe also reminds him about talked about setting up a time to learn Chassidus, and as far as an interview, the Rebbe says to talk with his secretaries.